choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is starting a new teaching on knowing and believing the love of God and how knowing and believing He loves you can cause you to win every time. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about knowing and believing the love that God has for you. And we've gone through a lot of different things, and I strongly encourage you to please go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, or go to Google Play or the Apple Store, and you can sign up for our podcast. You can get these messages absolutely free. But in addition, on our website, you can actually sign up for our Knowing and Believing the Love of God daily devotional. We've got a Hearing from God daily devotional. You'll also, there's a bunch of free materials on there that can help you. So we strongly encourage you to take advantage of that. Now, we began after we talked about how there was a difference between knowing and believing the love of God, and then we spent some time in Luke chapter 15 in what is commonly called the prodigal son. And we saw where a young man had asked of his father, said, "Hey, give me my inheritance." The father gives him the inheritance, and so then he goes off and lives life his own way and completely loses everything. And then he comes to himself. It doesn't come to himself immediately. He messes some things up, and then he turns around and comes back to father's house completely broke, smelling like a hog trough and everything. He's completely thrown away everything that the father has done for him by his choices and stuff. The father has honored those choices. And when he comes back, the father comes running towards him. Doesn't wait for him to apologize. Doesn't wait for him to repent. The minute he sees that he's turned around coming back towards him, he runs slap after him, falls on his neck, kisses him, and begins to give him immediately the best help the father can. Then we later see the other son, the older son, who, when the younger son left, everything that was left was the older boy's. And so he's ticked because he says, "Father, I've been doing everything you asked me to do. I've been serving you all these years." See, he didn't understand the love of the father either. He didn't believe it. He saw himself as a servant. He saw himself as still having to earn the father's blessing, earn the father's love. And maybe you're in that position. And the father says, "What's the matter with you, boy? You are always with me, and all that I have is yours." See, that in a lot of ways, to be honest, is exactly where most Christians are today. They forget what Jesus has said in John, where he says, "I will take what is mine and show it unto you." And then he says, "All that the Father has is mine." And again I say, "The Holy Spirit will take what is mine and show it unto you." See, you are in the exact same position as the older boy here in Luke 15. Everything that the Father has is yours. It has been freely given. Are you still trying to earn it? Are you still trying to get the Father to bless you? Or have you rested in the fact that you are your Father's child? That Jesus has purchased this for you? That this belongs to you? That your Father loves you and has already paid for everything through the Lord Jesus? Now, you might dispute that, but then all that means is you don't believe your Father's love. It's already been done. And so you're sitting there, "Well, why don't I have it?" Perhaps you're like the older boy here in Luke 15, where you're sitting there saying, "I've been serving you, I've been doing all this," and the Father's like, "Listen, everything is yours. You don't have to serve me for it. It's yours. You're my child." So instead of trying to get blessed, you should accept you are blessed and then learn how to perform in it. Learn how to operate in it. Learn that you can how to go in and get the fatted calf. Learn how to go in and get the best robe. Not instead of begging God to give it to you, instead accept it. And that's going to be an entirely different set of messages. But you need to find yourself in this. You need to believe that your father loves you. But again, we see where the younger boy completely blew everything, but the father did not make the son earn his love. The love was already there. You know, one thing I do want to point out here in where it says that we're in Luke 15:22. It says, "But the father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robe.'" This is immediately after he comes back. And he doesn't listen to all his religious hogwash about, "Lord, I'm unworthy, Father, I'm unworthy," and all. He doesn't even pay any attention to it. And he says, "Bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. And bring the fatted calf here and kill it. And let us eat and be merry. For my son who was dead is alive. He was lost and is found, and he began to be merry." One thing I wanted to point out here is this. It wasn't the father who said to the son, "You're dead to me." It was the son who said to the father that, "I am dead to you by the choices that I make." Listen, I grew up in a household where, you know, I remember one time that I had a car and I spilt paint in the back of my car, and my father treated me like I'd blown the car up. "You don't take care of anything, boy. You don't blah 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 blah." And he started, and it was an accident. What had happened was, as I was driving, and we'd been working on painting on a project, and the can fell over, and the top popped open, and it spilled all over the back of the car. And he acted like I did it on purpose. And it was interesting with my natural father, is the fact that I had to earn his love. My father disowned me once or twice a year. I will have done something. You know, that it was wrong. And it was interesting because I remember one time I left. And when I showed back up, my father saw me. He goes, instead of running towards me like this father does, he went in the house and I had to go pursue him. And I apologized. And he basically just sat there and stared at me, right? And I couldn't tell whether he accepted the apology or not. And so my mom, and to be honest with you, my mama made me apologize. She said, "You know, son, the two cheapest words in the English language is to say I'm sorry if it restores a relationship." Well, see, even though I was apologizing, I couldn't tell whether he was receiving it. And then I'd sit there at the dinner table, and it's like I still didn't exist, right? And it had to be a while, and I would have to grovel, literally. I'd have to say, "Listen, not Daddy, I sure," and he was looking for it. He was looking for it day after day. "I sure am sorry for what I did. I sure am sorry for what I did." And little by little, he would soften towards me after I groveled enough, after he felt as though I felt dirty enough, and as I, you know, I was appropriately, you know, acknowledged how great he was and how small I was. And so when I came into the kingdom of God, I have to be honest, I had this relationship. People would say, you know, on Father's Day, you know, the love of God is like a father's love. And it's like, my goodness, that's horrible, because this is the way it's going to have to be. And with my father, you know, here we see him say, "Bring the best robe." But my father was like, "Yeah, we'll feed you, I guess." But I was treated from the outside looking in. But that is not how God sees you. The minute you turn and run towards him, he wants to fall down on your neck and love you. He wants to fall down on your neck and strengthen you. And you need to see that in him. You need to see that. Now, here's the thing about this. Again, remember, they knew he was in trouble, because the older son brings up that, you know, "We know how he spent it. He was spending his time with riotous living and with these, you know, harlots and stuff." So they knew. Now, here's the thing, though, and I guess we should kind of deal with this. By the time he turns around, this has been a while, right? I mean, he had to walk everywhere. He'd gone to a foreign country. Remember that? He said he'd gone to a foreign land and made himself a citizen of that country. So by the time he comes walking up the road, even though the father runs towards him. There was a thing of that this is behind him, and it's been a while. He might still have the smell of the hog trough on his clothes and stuff, but he's basically somewhere in the midst of us said, well, if he's come back this far, he's been acknowledging for a while that the Father was right and he was wrong, right? This has not just happened. This has gone on over a period of time and all of this. So my question is, and again, I think it's important for you to understand and see God this way where you are concerned, that this is God, is how God is going to treat you when you've made a mistake. He's going to run towards you. If you've come to yourself and you've turned around and come back, he's going to run towards you. Because there's a lot of people that are sorry they did what they did. Not just sorry they got caught, but sorry they did what they did. And they still have not received the forgiveness of the Father. And they still have not forgiven themselves. And time has passed, right? I mean, I know people who haven't forgiven themselves for something that happened 20 years ago. Because sometimes with us, it's easier to think that God would forgive me. After all, now I've kind of got a proven track record. I've been sorry for a while. Like the prodigal son, I'm walking up this road, and I've been walking for a long time. Well, if that's the way you see God, it's going to be a problem. And tomorrow we're going to get into this about what happens if it just happened. What happens if you just did it? But you need to receive that the Father is running towards you. And even if you've made some mistake, even if you've made some bad choices, the Father still loves you and still wants to help you right now. You know, if you've made a choice to come back to Father's house, he's made a choice to give you the very best he has to help you right now. You don't have to prove yourself. You don't have to prove that you've made a change. You just have to receive your Father's love. And when he's trying to give you the best robe, don't say no. When he's trying to give you the ring, the signet ring that says that you belong to him, don't say no. When he's trying to present to you the fatted calf, don't say no. Don't sit there and continue on. I'm unworthy, I'm unworthy. At least this boy had enough sense to realize that if he's willing to give me the best, I'm not going to keep on with this unworthy stuff. If he thinks I'm worthy, then I'm going to accept my Father's opinion. Because one of the problems I've had up to this point is I thought my Father's opinion was wrong. Because, see, this wasn't based on worthiness. It was based on the fact that he belonged to the Father. And if you have accepted Jesus, so do you. Michael's going to give you some important announcements, but you need to concentrate in forgiving yourself and receiving your Father's love. And tomorrow, we're going to talk about what happens if I was just in sin.
Attention, faithful men of God. Kurt Owen Ministries wants to invite you to the 2019 Men's Faith Advance. This year's topic is Speak to the Mountain and will be held at the beautiful Fountain Beach Resort on the Atlantic Ocean in Daytona Beach. You will hear anointed messages from Kurt Owen, Pastor Aaron Dirksen, Pastor Patrick Hodeling, along with praise and worship with Charlie LeBlanc. You owe it to yourself to learn how to unleash the very power of God that is already inside of you simply by speaking His Word to any mountain in your life. The mountain will move in the name of Jesus. It's just a matter of faith, and faith comes by hearing, and you will hear at this Faith Advance. The price is $175. It's all-inclusive, including two nights of hotel stay, all of your meals, and entrance into all of the conference sessions. Registration is easy. Simply text the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. Space is limited, so do not delay. Save your spot now to this life-changing event simply by texting the word ADVANCE to the number 44321. This will link you to all of the information that you need to register. Come join us to learn how to speak to the mountain. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors.